This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
For up-to-the-moment Rhode Island news, follow at Bill Bartholomew on X.
Continuing our weekly conversation about Rhode Island Historic Cemeteries here during Rhode Island Historic Cemeteries Month, joined by Deb Suggs, I'm Bill Bartholomew. Today we turn to West Greenwich number 33, or the Theopolis Whale Lot. Buried deep in the woods of West Greenwich is an unassuming little burial plot with a mix of field stones and graves from the late 1700s all the way up to the 1920s. Buried in this little plot is an unsolved mystery for the ages. Who was Theopolis Whale?
Okay, Theopolis Whale is an amazing story, Bill. Let me tell you quickly how I literally rolled upon this cemetery. I was driving down the road in the fall and saw the white sign. If you're behind me and I see the white sign, no, I'm going to stop short. So I jumped out of the car just because I didn't know it was there, and I saw a obelisk kind of burial, a stone. And on the stone, it said Theopolis Whale, who was a singular good man. One of my rules, from personal rules, when I visit historical cemeteries, and I visit them all over the place, is I always tell myself, I'm going to go into the cemetery, I'm going to find one person and research that one person. Sometimes I find nothing about a person. Sometimes I find 10. Million things about a person. So I went home, looked up Theopolis Whale, and he was one of the times I found so much information about this gentleman. Theopolis Whale, or Whaley, Wales, whatever they want to call him, is believed to be, or possibly, one of the perpetrators of the English Civil War.
Wow.
So the English Civil War in 1649 was the period of time when the English rose up against the monarchy, and it resulted in the execution of King Charles I by his cousin Oliver Cromwell. Big time for us in this country because Puritans, and Oliver Cromwell was a Puritan, as was Theopolis Whale. So after the beheading of King Charles I, the perpetrators, and there were many, wasn't just one, things didn't go as great as they should have under Oliver Cromwell. And all of a sudden, they wanted to restore the monarchy. And part of restoring the monarchy was capturing the people who committed treason by killing the king. All these perpetrators, or most of them, disappeared. At the same time this was happening, a gentleman named Robert immigrated from England to Virginia. Then Robert stayed in Virginia. He had a comfortable life in Virginia. He was university educated in England, went to Cambridge, hung out with his cousin, all these other folks. Like I said, moved to Virginia, served in the English Army in Virginia, and then simply disappeared. Robert and his family disappeared. Little after their disappearance in England, in Virginia, there was a call again to come to the New World for England to start looking for these perpetrators. At the same time, a new family showed up in North Kingston, right on the coast of what's Narrow River, Pettaquamsett River at the time, Narrow River, a new family moved in, quiet family, unassuming family, and that person's name was Theopolis Wales. I don't know about you, Bill, but I don't know how many colonists you've heard of with the name Theopolis.
That sounds like potentially an assumed name.
Yes, potentially an assumed name. Theopolis was known as a quiet guy. He kept to himself, but his neighbors were impressed with how university educated he was. So they ended up stopping by asking him to write out their wills, to do this, to do that. But he kept to himself. And then one day, a British warship came up Narragansett Bay, and the captain of the warship spoke to the folks in Providence, talked about this man. They were like, I think you're describing Theopolis Whales. And people said, well, how do you know about Theopolis Whales if you're in Providence? There's not that many people in Rhode Island at that point, and everybody knows everybody. So this English captain and his soldiers went to visit Theopolis at his house. And so what is the English government and a high-ranking captain of a ship coming to visit this guy on the coast of North Kingston? Big questions. Everybody's like, what's going on? What's going on? Theopolis had him over for lunch, said, okay, yep, stay for lunch. The captain said, you know what? I had such a great time. Why don't you come back to my ship with me? And Theopolis said, I can't today, but I'll come back another day. I'll come over another day. Captain said, okay, we'll wait for you. How about whatever day it is? Theopolis never showed. He never showed up at the ship, and ship sailed away, and they never found Robert Wales, who was one of the perpetrators of the death of King Charles I. History goes on and on and on. No talk about this. And then Theopolis dies at 103 or 104 years old.
Again, really? At that point?
I don't know
point?
Anybody that you're thinking about that lived in the colonial period died at that period. The stone that he lies under, this obelisk I told you about that tells not this story, but calls Theopolis a singular good man, is believed to have been placed in the early 20th century. It wasn't placed when he died. Remember that I said in past episodes, typically you didn't have headstones during that period.
Right.
Somebody placed this headstone in the early 20th century and nobody knows who.
Nobody knows who?
Nope. Nobody knows who.
Wow.
Where this headstone came from.
Wow. West Greenwich.
And he is buried in West Greenwich, even though I did say he lived in North Kingston. In his 90s, he finally decided to move in with his daughter. After everybody else had passed away, she lived in West Greenwich, is how Theopolis ended up in West Greenwich.
What an interesting story. What a story with ties to such major historic events. And it happened right here in Rhode Island. And more of these stories can be found as you continue to dig into a variety of historic cemeteries that we're going to highlight here during Historic Cemeteries Month on the podcast. Deb Suggs, as always, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.